I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Last summer, during an internship with a Silicon Valley-based startup, a University of New Mexico undergrad developed a startling new app, the first ever, that allows users to visualize atoms in 3D on their smartphone. Jonathan Barnt is now a junior in UNM's computer science department, and he's joined me to talk about his creation. Jonathan, hi.
Hi.
There are 118 elements in the periodic table, if I'm remembering my high school chemistry correctly. This app animates the atoms of how many of those elements?
It animates all of them.
And this app allows the user the option of choosing which atom or atoms to visualize at any particular time.
Right. There's a button on the screen you press and it'll show all of the elements and you just pick one of them.
And what is it that people actually see?
They see the three main subatomic particles, so to speak, of the atom. And that basically means the parts that make up the element, the electrons that are whizzing around the nucleus of the atom. And that nucleus contains both protons and neutrons. And the number on the periodic table that's designated by is the number of protons in that element. So hydrogen has one proton, helium would have two protons, and so forth, going down all the way to 118. And then the number of electrons reflects that.
And those electrons are actually moving.
The electrons are moving, and I set it up. So there's two different ways you can visualize the electrons. Most people learn this in high school chemistry of Bohr model. They're just orbiting in flat, two-dimensional space, just like a planet would orbit around a star. And then there's the more accurate model, which is the quantum model, which is they're popping up around different random areas around the nucleus, the protons and the neutrons.
And as you move your smartphone around, you can see it in all dimensions.
Right. Yeah. Just by moving the phone around, you can see it's as if the atom is there stationary on the table or whatever flat surface you put it on. If it's only there virtually.
And in color.
And in color, yeah. I picked the conventional colors that you see in scientific visualizations of it. The protons are red, the neutrons are white, and the electrons are like a neon blue.
Say somebody wants to find out information. They call up the atom for carbon. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to access information about carbon?
Yeah. The one thing I put in is a Wikipedia link. You tap that on your phone where the element is on. You're visualizing it, and you tap it on the screen, and it'll pop up the Wikipedia page for it.
This is a very new technology, augmented reality, sort of the next step from virtual reality, correct? What you were creating was really the cutting edge of this technology.
Yeah, it's just in its beginning stages. And there are people still trying to figure out how to get it to work 100% of the time and make it reliable. And what it's really come down to is just combining a bunch of technologies to get it to work rather than leaning on one certain technology. And there's companies out there that have taken a lot of investment and they haven't produced any solid results yet. So it's still a field that people are experimenting with. And there hasn't been anything that's been super commercially viable to a large audience quite yet.
But one of the cool things about it, if you go to Google and try and find information about augmented reality, they're going to bring up your app as a demonstration.
Yeah. I've talked with people after my internship who are still at the company, and they've told me, we're seeing if Google is interested in showcasing this. So we'll see where that goes. I don't know if we'll get anything out of that, but it'll be interesting to see.
Jonathan, speaking of which, did this experience have any influence on your plans for what you want to do after college?
Well, I always had an interest in helping people understand things visually. And with an app, I definitely was able to try that out. There's a subfield I'm interested in called user interface design, which is, like I said, trying to help people understand things visually how a piece of software works, help them understand that. So I was able to play around with that in the beginning stages and like create a user interface that was understandable.
Apart from this app being tremendous fun, are there practical applications for what you created, do you think?
First one is education, like in a high school chemistry class or a college level chemistry class. This can be used to like help people understand the differences between the elements. Because something like hydrogen, it's very small. It only has one proton and one electron. It doesn't even have any neutrons. So it's very light. Or something like helium, this next one, it's also very light. So that's why a balloon filled with helium will float compared to the heavier elements around it. But you can see that in the visualization. You can see that there's a lot more stuff in the elements further down the periodic table with larger numbers. And the other one is research. The person who came up to me at UNM about this, Professor De Oliveira, he's professor in the nuclear engineering department. And he was really interested in getting a visualization of atoms and elements for his research because atoms can be really complex structures, and it's much easier to visualize what's actually going on. Researchers like my uncle does X-ray diffraction, and he visualizes molecular structures by 3D printing them. And that's a way to visualize in 3D these complex molecular structures, like a carbohydrate or a protein. Because if you view it on a piece of paper, it's very hard to like figure out what's exactly going on and understanding how everything's related to each other.
UNM junior Jonathan Barnt has created a new app for smartphone users. Atom Visualizer uses augmented reality technology to animate atoms in 3D. It's available on Google Play from the startup Signal Garden. More information at KUNM.org. Jonathan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Really fun thing.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.